The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir wajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah.
Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited Durood e Pak in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tilawat e Quran e Pak wa inshallah kalam sunte.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم صل على نبينا صل على صلي على كريمنا صلي على محمد کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے ایسا کر دے میرے کردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نقش رہے روئے یار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ نقش رہے کس کام کی ہے یہ آنکھیں انہیں نہ دیکھا تو کس کام کی ہے یہ آنکھیں انہیں نہ دیکھا تو کس کام کی ساری بہار آنکھوں میں کہ دیکھنے کی ہے ساری بہار آنکھوں میں نظر میں کیسے سمائیں گے پھول le jannat ke nazar mein kaise samayenge phool jannat ke nazar بس چکے ہیں مدینے کے خار آنکھوں میں کہ بس چکے ہیں مدینے کے خار آنکھوں میں بسر کے ساتھ بصیرت خوب روشن ہو بسر کے ساتھ بصیرت بھی خوب روشن ہو بسر کے ساتھ بصیرت بھی خوب روشن ہو بار بار آنکھوں میں لگاؤں خار کے قدم بار بار کو میں بسا ہوا ہے کوئی گل عذار آنکھوں میں بسا عذار آنکھوں میں بسا ہوا ہے کوئی گل عذار آنکھوں میں بسا ہوا ہے کوئی گل عذار آنکھوں میں کھلا ہے چار طرف لالا زار آنکھوں میں کھلا ہے چار طرف لالا زار آنکھوں میں وہ نور دے میرے پروردگار رہے رخ کی بہار آنکھوں میں کہ جلوہ گر رہے رخ کی بہار آنکھوں میں پیا ہے جام جام محبت جو آپ نے آپ نے نوری پیا شاہِ اس کا رہے گا خمار آنکھوں میں کچھ ایسا کر دے میرے گردگار آنکھوں میں ہمیشہ
Subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll start with Abdul Hanan Bhai. Abdul Hanan Bhai, today's our topic is the door of repentance is open.
Says I have no doubt that the door of repentance is open, and this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always given us the opportunity to repent from His court. It's a great opportunity for us to turn towards repentance. But the sad thing is, Sayyid Sahab, first of all, we need to focus our mind towards repentance. We commit sin, yet we continue with our life thinking that it's something, it was nothing. And like this, our lives pass, and years, people are committing sin after sin after sin, day and night. No one's thinking of repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah protect us from such a death that we die before repenting. Because repentance is very, very important. People don't realize how important repentance is. And we know number of occasions, number of narrations in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven His people due to, you can say, little things you can say. You know, someone has given water to a dog, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. If you look at that action, it might not seem like a huge action, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that means of a person's forgiveness. A person from the previous nation, now he was a butcher, he fell in love with a woman. And one day he had the opportunity to come face to face with her. And then, you know, she turned around and she said, "Fear Allah. Allah is watching you." When he heard these words, the fear of Allah overtook his heart. Now he had the power to commit sin, yet the fear of Allah overtook him, and that's it. He left from that state. And in this fear of Allah, he continued walking. And it was a hot day. On the way, he met a person who was a qasid of one of the prophets of Allah of that time. They were together. They were both in the state of thirst. So they said, "Let's why not go together?" So they started to head towards one direction themselves. What happened was, because of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a cloud came over their head. Now when that qasid, he saw that this person, he looks like he's like someone pious. This is why the cloud has overcome us and quenched our thirst because of this. So he said to that butcher, he said, "It looks like you are someone accepted in the court of Allah." He said, "No, I am a great sinner." So anyway, they continued walking till they got to a point where they both had to separate, go their own direction. And what happened was that cloud which was covering them both started to go in the direction of that butcher. Now, that cloud is going with them. That person, he stopped. That qasid, he stopped and he turned around and he said, "You told me that you was a sinner. Yet it looks like you're the pious person. This cloud was upon our heads because due to you." And he said, "Indeed, I am a sinner and I left my home with the intention of committing sin, but I repented in the court of Allah." And that person said, "No doubt it was your repentance which has given you this maqam." So, you know, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. It is up to us that when we are going to turn in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to sincerely from our heart turn into the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. Inshallah, we'll mention related to many other times when doors of repentance are open. And basically throughout our lives, you can say, you know, repentance are there for different people in different times. Throughout our lives, it's all down to us that when we turn towards Allah
Subhanallah, door of repentance is open. Ye aaj hamara topic hai. Aur Quran Pak padhe na, in starting, beginning, Suratul Baqarah padhe. Rab Azza wa Jal Quran Pak mein kya farmata hai? Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal like those who repent. Allah Azza wa Jal pasand farmata hai tauba karne walon ko. Aur aaj hum log tauba se bhag rahe hain. Halanki hamara Rab pasand farmata hai aise logon ko. جو توبہ کرتے ہیں اس کی بارگاہ میں, جو رجوع کرتے ہیں. مجھے اور آپ کو غور کرنا پڑے گا کہ یہ موقع ہے زندگی میں توبہ کرنے کا, اپنے رب کی بارگاہ میں رجوع کرنے کا. رب عزوجل پسند فرماتا ہے ایسے لوگوں کو. ہمیں اس کا پسندیدہ بندہ نہیں بننا ہے. اگر پسندیدہ بندہ بننا ہے تو ہمیں توبہ کرنی پڑے گی. ہمیں توبہ کے جو रुकुने तीन अहम उनकी तरफ आना पड़ेगा, सिर्फ कान मरोड़ लेना तौबा नहीं होगी, जो एक्चुअल तौबा है उसकी तरफ हमें आना पड़ेगा। इंशाल्लाह वसीम भाई से मतनी भूल भी लेते हैं।
माशाल्लाह बापू, अनदर ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल, एंड इन रिगार्ड्स टू रिपेंटेंस लाइक यू माशाल्लाह द प्रोग्राम्स नेम टुडे एज़ वेल, द डोर ऑफ रिपेंटेंस इज ऑलवेज ओपन अप अंटिल योर फाइनल मोमेंट्स ऑफ योर लाइफ, द डोर ऑफ रिपेंटेंस इज ओपन एंड अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल द मर्सी ऑफ अल्लाह इज कॉलिंग आउट। Beautiful story that I heard, which I would like to mention here, in regards to how long we have to repent. It's mentioned that there was one individual, and he went to the marketplace, and he started crying. Now someone asked him that, Huzur, why are you crying? What's the reason that you're crying? He goes, brother, I'm on a mission. He goes, what's your mission? He goes, unfortunately, these people, the mercy of Allah is calling. Allah is willing to forgive them, but these people are running away from the mercy of Allah. It's mentioned the next day, this individual, he's passing the graveyard. He sees that same person and again he's crying. And he goes to him and he says to him, look, whenever I see you, you're crying. What's the reason? He goes, I'm on that same mission. He goes, okay, what are you doing today? He goes, today I'm in the graveyard. Today the people are ready to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, but the door of repentance has now closed for them. This shows you that when we enter that lonely grave, when we go to the graveyard, that's when the door of repentance will be closed. Today we have this opportunity. Allah's mercy is calling out to you. The door of repentance is open. And you know, just today we were in the graveyard and I was thinking to myself that, you know, these people who are buried in this graveyard, if they had a voice, they would say this to us, look, repent, repent, repent. Because why? Because for them the door has closed. But for us this door has been open. It has remained open until our final moments of our life. So we should definitely take this opportunity on a regular basis, on a daily basis, Bishop, repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because it's mentioned, you know the heart, Bapu, this gets rusty. And the only solution to get this, to remove this rust is to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, today people say, brother, I read my namaz, I do the dhikr of Allah, I go to the masjid, I watch Madini channel, I don't get any sukoon, I don't get any peace. What's one of the major reasons for this? The major reason is that our heart has become hard. For us to make our heart soft, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are required to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You repent in the court. Seriously, I mentioned it today. You repent in the court of Allah. You shed tears and then you read your namaz in the court of Allah. You will see that after repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, you will find sukoon, you will find peace in your namaz, inshallah. You will find sukoon in reading the Holy Quran. It's just a matter of asking Allah, Ya Allah, spent my life disobeying you. Ya Allah, forgive me.
اے ایمان والو, اللہ کی طرف خالص توبہ کرو. وہ جانتا ہے, دکھاوے کی توبہ نہ ہو, خالص توبہ ہو. آگے انعام کیا ہے جو خالص توبہ کرتے ہیں. سورہ تحریم آیت نمبر 8, قریب ہے کہ اللہ تم سے تمہارے گناہوں کو مٹا دے اور تم کو ان جنتوں میں داخل کر دے جن کے نیچے سے دریا بہتے ہیں. کیسا کریم ہے رب ہمارا. ایک سچی توبہ تمام گناہوں کو معاف کر دیتی ہے. ایک جو نا توبہ پہ نکلا آنسو تمام گناہوں کو مٹا دیتا ہے. رب کریم بڑا غفور و رحیم ہے, وہ معاف, وہ پسند کرتا ہے توبہ کرنے والے کو. ہم بار بار یہ تو کہہ رہے ہیں, ڈور اسٹل اوپن. اپنے آپ کو ہلاک ہونے سے بچائیں اور توبہ کی طرف آئیں. بہت ساری احادیث ہیں, بہت ساری قرآن پاک کے اندر آیات ہیں, روایات ہیں, انشاءاللہ وہ بھی سنتے ہیں. لیکن اپنے آپ سے تو سچ تو اپنے آپ سے بولے نا کہ میں سچی توبہ کرتا بھی نہیں کرتا ہوں, جاتا ہوں پھر, جاتا ہوں پھر. کوشش کریں کہ سچی توبہ ہونی چاہیے. جی ہمارے مبین بھائی ہمارے ساتھ ہیں, انشاءاللہ.
جی شاہ صاحب, واقعی قرآن پاک دی آیتاں حدیث مبارک اگر بندہ مطالعہ کرے, بلکہ بزرگان دین دی سیرت دا مطالعہ کرے, تو وہ بکثرت توبہ کردے ہوں سن. ایک تو ماشاء اللہ وسیم بھائی نے بیان کیتا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ دی رحمت دا اندازہ کرو کہ بندے دے آخری مومنٹس تک, آخری لمحات تک اللہ تعالیٰ نے موقع دیتا توبہ کرن دا, یعنی جس ٹائم مرضی توبہ کرے. تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے قرآن پاک دے اندر ارشاد فرمایا, یا ایھا الذین آمنوا توبوا الی اللہ توبۃ نصوحا. فرمایا کہ اے ایمان والو, اللہ کی طرف ایسی توبہ کرو جو آگے کو نصیحت ہو جائے. اور ایک اور جگہ تو فرمایا, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. فرمایا کہ اللہ کی طرف توبہ کروائے مسلمانوں سب کے سب, اس امید پر کہ تم فلاح پاؤ. اور حدیث بعد اندر فرمایا کہ اَتَّائِبُ مِنَ ذَنْبِ كَمَا لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ, کہ جڑے بندے نے گناہ تو توبہ کیتی, وہ ایسا کہ گویا نے گناہ کیتا ہی نہیں, بلکہ سچی توبہ دی یہ فضیلت ہے کہ اودے اعضاء نو بھی گناہ بھلا دیتا جاندا ہے. جڑی جگہ تے گناہ کیتا ہوندا ہے, جگہ نو اللہ تعالی گناہ اودا بھلا دیندا ہے, کہ قیامت والے دن ایک گواہ نہیں بڑن گے. کہ الحمدللہ سانو چاہیے کہ توبہ کردے رہیے. توبہ دی برکت نال اللہ تعالی نے چاہیا تو انشاءاللہ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਵੀ ਮਾਫ਼ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਅਗਰ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਤਾਲਾ ਨੇ ਚਾਹਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਗੁਨਾਹ ਨੇਕੇ ਜੋ ਬਦਲ ਜਾਣਗੇ
ਸੁਭਾਨ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਕੀ ਬਾਤ ਹੈ ਅੱਲਾਹ ਕੀ ਰਹਿਮਤ ਉਮੀਦ ਉਸਨੇ ਜ਼ਨ ਹੋਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ
ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ
ਜੀ ਅਬਦੁਲ ਰਹਿਮਾਨ
ਸੇ ਸਬ ਦੇਸ ਅ ਵਰਸ ਆਫ ਦਾ ਹੋਲੀ ਕੁਰਾਨ ਇਨ ਪਾਰਾ 24 ਅੱਲਾਹ ਸੁਭਾਨ ਤਾਲਾ ਸੇਜ਼ that oh my bandsmen who have committed excess against their own souls despair not of the mercy of Allah undoubtedly Allah forgives all the sins verily he is the forgiving and the merciful and there's a very beautiful hadith in which is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says my mercy dominates my wrath hadith al-qudsi that my mercy dominates my wrath and it is indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it's so great you know there's a poet says he says rahmat da darya ilahi har dam waqda tera je qatra bakhshe mainu kam ban jaye mera
beshak subhanallah
this one drop will be enough for me from the ocean of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
Allah
Abu mashallah ka Abdul Hanan bhai mentioned the mercy of Allah is calling out to us
today you know if a child 15 years old, 20 years old, let's say even 40 years old, spent half of his life, he goes to his mother. He's disobeyed his mother throughout his life. His mother is very angry at him. But if this individual goes to his mother at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and starts to cry, his mother will also start to forgive him as well. His mother will, her heart will also get soft as well. His mother will say that, doesn't matter, you've disobeyed me, 20 years I forgive you for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the mother. If we actually ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, inshallah Azza wa Jal, Allah is the most forgiving. Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is looking for any opportunity to forgive us as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. So it's just a matter of actually sitting down, closing our eyes and asking Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, remember this sincere repentance is a great blessing. Ye koi aam cheez nahi hai. They make you close to Allah Almighty. They clean your heart, they wipe out your sins. ये जहन्नम से दूर कर देती है ये जो सच्ची तौबा है ना ये गज़ब इलाही से अमन दिलाती है ये जन्नत की तरफ लेकर जाती है ये है मुश्किल लगता है लेकिन इतना मुश्किल नहीं है थोड़ी सी एफर्ट कोई भी चीज़ आसान नहीं है कोई भी चीज़ आसान नहीं है लेकिन तौबा इतना मुश्किल नहीं है जितना आपने समझा हुआ कोई बहुत बड़ा काम नहीं करना अरे कोई किसी को नहीं आपने अल्लाह की बारगाह में सच्चे दिल से कोई देखे ना देखे वो रब जानता है सच्ची तौबा होगी ना बड़े बड़े गुनाहगार बख्शे जाते हैं बिशर आफी अलैहि रहमा का वाकया नहीं पढ़ा क्या थे पहले इतना बड़ा नाम उनका उनके मोहब्बत करने वाले जो है बिशर आफी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह के जो उनसे मोहब्बत करेगा कयामत तक जो भी आएगा अल्लाह ताला उनकी भी मगफिरत फरमा देगा बिशर आफी लेकिन पहले क्या थे ही वॉज अल्कोहलिक पर्सन बिफोर जाते हुए अल्लाह के नाम की ताजीम की बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम लिखा हुआ था अल्लाह का नाम उठाया साफ किया चूमा रख दिया तौबा का सबब बन गया अल्लाह ने जो है वो काम विलायत के मकाम पर पहुंचा दिया थे क्या लेकिन फिर तौबा की उन्होंने सच्चे दिल से और फिर देखे कहाँ पहुंचे बड़े बड़े जो फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह ताला फरमाते हैं जो वाकया मौजूद है कि मैंने आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम से एटलीस्ट 7 से ज्यादा मरतबा ये वाकया सुना है बनी इसराइल में किफिल नामी शख्स था ये कहते एक दफा नहीं 7 से ज्यादा टाइम फारूक आजम रजी अल्लाह फरमाते मैंने आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम से सुना है कि वो जो गुनाह होता था कर लेता था एक दफा एक औरत आई मजबूर थी फायदा उठाता था उसको राजी किया 60 या पता नहीं कितने दिरहम के बदले में कोई इसी तरह है दिनार के बदले में शर्त रखी ठीक है मेरे साथ जो है वो क्या कहते हैं बदकारी करने के लिए वो अब मजबूर थी जब वो पैसे दे दिए वक्त आया तो वो औरत कांपने लगी कहती मैंने कभी ये काम किया नहीं है मुझे डर लग रहा है उसने कहा अच्छा ये लो पैसे जो दिए थे जाओ और तू चली जाओ चलो एकदम उसके दिल पे चोट लगी उन्होंने कहा आज के बाद या अल्लाह अज़्ज़ा सच्चे दिल से तौबा की कोई भी नहीं देख रहा था जाकर ऐलान भी नहीं किया सिर्फ रब अज़्ज़ा वजल जो जानता है हर चीज दिलों के हाल जानता है उसकी बारगाह या अल्लाह गुनाह नहीं करूंगा सच्चे दिल से तौबा करता हूँ किस बात पे एक औरत को देखा कांपते हुए उसको भी दे दिए पैसे और माफी मांगी अल्लाह की बारगाह में हुआ क्या रात गुजरी वही रात जो थी रात गुजरी रात ही को उसका इंतकाल हो गया जो तौबा में लेट होते सुने तौबा में लेट हो गए बगैर तौबा के कब्र में उतर गए तो बढ़ जाएंगे वाकई उसने तौबा की थी सच्चे दिल से और रात ही को उसका इंतकाल हो गया। सुबह को जब लोगों ने उसने क्या किया कि जब उसने ये दिनार दिए, कसम उठाते हुए कहा था खुदा की कसम इसके बाद कभी नाफरमानी नहीं करूंगा, उसी रात को किफिल मर गया। सुबह उसके घर के दरवाजे पर लिखा था कि इन्नल्लाह कद गफरा लिल किफिल, बेशक अल्लाह ने किफिल को बख्श दिया है। इतना गुनाहगार रात को ही तौबा कर सोया और रात ही को इंतकाल हो गया, लेकिन रब्बे करीम ने बख्श दिया। मैं और आप कभी तौबा कर सोए? अरे उठे ना उठे सुबह को हैं, पता ही नहीं तेरी सुबह कहीं कब्र में ना हो। मुझे और आपको रात को जो दावत इस्लामी ने दिया है ना हमें नेक अमाल, रात को दो रकत नफिल सलातुल तौबा पढ़ के सोए, पता नहीं क्या हमारी जिंदगी में होना है। अब बड़े बड़े वाकयात हैं कि एक जरा सी तौबा से अल्लाह ताला ने उनको बख्श दिया था। मैं और आप क्यों डिले करते हैं? आज ही सच्चे दिल से तौबा करें कि इंशाल्लाह आप गुनाह नहीं करेंगे इंशाल्लाह।
All these waqias, all these incidents, there's one thing in common in there, is how the people repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here I want to make use of this opportunity to put down the conditions of repentance. Because a lot of the time, sometimes a person commits sin, and especially in our time, the way we are, someone commits sin, they'll say, Toba, Toba. And they'll just put their hands on their ears and they think they've repented. Or they might just say, Astaghfar, and you know, if they get a tasbih 100 times, they might just sit there and say, astaghfar, astaghfar. Repentance is actually not like this. From the waqiyas, we learn that the condition of the people when they repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how sincere they were. And there are three conditions of repentance. First is to admit that crime, that sin. You know, the confession of that sin that you have actually done wrong. This is very, very important. Today, you know, people don't even really think that we've done wrong, but they say, okay, we'll repent anyway. If someone says, oh, you've done this wrong, the person says, okay, astaghfirullah. You know, he's not even admitting that he's actually done wrong. So it's important that we actually believe from the firm of our heart that this action which I've done is wrong. And secondly, feeling guilty. This action, Sayyid Sahab, that the guilt is what leads the person to, you know, there's a story of a person from the previous nation that he committed a sin, and then when he committed that sin, he felt ashamed. He started to run around asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. You know, in that state of that overtook him, he was just running around, Ya Allah forgive me, whatever I've done with myself, and Allah forgave him for that. So feeling ashamed, this remorse, this having a feeling of guilt in your heart that I've done wrong, This is the second condition. The third is making a firm intention of not to do that action again. So many of us, we might repent, but in our hearts, that intention is there. I'm still going to go out to do it. Okay, we might repent it at that time, but we need to have that firm intention that, Ya Allah, I'm not going to go towards this action again. You know, we should never stop asking forgiveness from the court of Allah. Even if we've done it, we repent again. Again, keep on going into the court of Allah. Inshallah, there'll come a day that Allah will forgive us.
Hadith Pak mein bhi hai na, mere aqa alayhi salatu wasalam ne farmaya, jo chahta hai ke uske naamae amal, book of deed, usko khush kar de, usko chahiye ke kasrat ke saath istighfar kare, tauba kare kasrat ke saath. Allah Taala bakhshne wala hai. Lekin ye yaad rakhein, iske upar guna bhi dileer nahi hona hai. Yaar ye bahut acha, ek to shaitan pakad leta hai इस चीज़ पे, तू इतने गुनाह कर दिए, अब तुझे कौन बख्शेगा? वो रब्बे करीम है, वो क्या कहते हैं, कुत्ते को पानी पिलाने पे भी चाहे तो बख्श देता है, बिल्ली को सर्दी से बचाने पे चाहे तो वो रब्बे करीम बख्श देता है, और वो चाहे तो पकड़ भी कर लेता है। तो हमें खौफ और रिजा, इन दोनों के दरमियान ज़िंदगी गुजारनी है। गुनाह से भी बचना है और नेकी छोड़नी भी नहीं है। ये दोनों तरफ होंगे तो ज़िंदगी कामयाब होगी इंशाल्लाह।
सही सब। ऑल्सो वी शुड नॉट, you know, sometimes you get people who discourage people when someone's done wrong, oh, you know, you're not going to be forgiven. And especially in our time, you know, people are just, you know, like when there's a friend circle, a person, if they find one of his friend is repenting or is crying in the fear of Allah, or he's gone with those people who have made him change, you know, someone is repenting. Alhamdulillah, many people come in the mohol of Dawat Islami. What happens is you'll find the stories from them. Their friends, when they are there out there waiting for them, what you become a Mawlana, what you done, you know. So discouraging people who have repented in the court of Allah, this is also very bad. No, never discourage people who are repenting, who are going towards repentance. And, you know, actually encourage people to repent. Alhamdulillah, this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is giving us this mindset. Alhamdulillah, this is why we have these silsilas and encouraging people to repent and rely on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Hey, ye taslim sabse bura hu, main sudharna khuda chahta hu. Hey, ye taslim sabse bura hu, main sudharna khuda chahta hu, main sudharna khuda chahta hu, afwe jurmo kasoro khata ki. بس آسرا ہے عفو جرم و قصور و خطا کی میرے مولا تو خیرات دے دے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جی وسیم
ابو you know unfortunately there's this misconception and just, you know, I would say just jahalat. Some people say this thing that, brother, we hear in the books that once you recite Durood-e Pak, 10 of your sins are forgiven. So all they do is recite Durood-e Pak, my sins are being forgiven. Remember, these sins that are being forgiven, these are minor sins. These are not major sins. When we hear these narrations that your sins will be forgiven, this much sins will be forgiven, these are minor sins. For our major sins, we must repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is the condition. For the major sins, the repentance is the solution for this. So whenever we do commit a sin, whether it's minor or major, we must repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for that sin to be removed, inshallah.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
جی شاہ صاحب بڑی پیاری انہوں نے گل کی تھی واقعی ساڈا نا ذہن ایویں دا بن گیا کہ میں کوئی گناہ کر لیا تو بعد چ میں چلو جی درود پاک پڑھ لاں گا استغفار پڑھ لاں گا معاف ہو جائے گا تے ایسا نہیں ہے گناہوں دی بھی کیٹاگریز نے کہ ہر گناہ ہی توبہ نال یا درود پاک پڑھن نال معاف ہو جائے لازمی نہیں گناہ صغیرہ معاف ہو جاندے نے بلکہ گناہ صغیرہ جڑا اے سمجھ کے بار بار کردا رہیا کہ انو ہلکا سمجھے گا تے ایدا وی حکم جڑا نا ودھ جاندا ہے کہ بار بار گناہ صغیرہ تے اصرار کیتا جاوے نا وہ بھی کبیرہ بن جاندا ہے تے اس لیے سانو گناہ نو ہمیشہ گناہ ہی سمجھنا چاہیے کہ نافرمانی بے شک چھوٹی ہے لیکن وہ ہمیشہ نافرمانی ہی ہوندی ہے تے انہوں نافرمانی نو نہیں کرنا چاہیے باقی نیکی جنی بھی چھوٹی ہوئے نا ہے نیکی تو نیکی نو کر لینا چاہیے کوئی پتہ نہیں اللہ تعالیٰ کیڑی نیکی دے صدقے سادی بخشی جو مغفرت فرما دے
ہر گناہ کی ریپینٹنس از ناٹ سیم یہ یاد رکھیے گا نماز قضا کی روزہ قضا کیا حج ہے زکوٰۃ ہے اس کی ریپینٹنس کا طریقہ الگ ہے حقوق العباد تلف کیے ہیں اس کی ریپینٹنس کا طریقہ الگ ہے کسی کا مال دبایا ہے اس کی ریپینٹنس الگ ہے کسی کی غیبت کی ہے تلافی تو اس کی تلافی الگ ہے مطلب ہر گناہ کی نا یہ نہیں ہے کہ ایک ہی ساتھ ہوگا ہر ایک کا جو ہے وہ ایک الگ اسلام نے بتایا کہ اس طریقے سے جو ہے وہ آپ کی جو ہے وہ تلافی ہوگی آپ کو کس طریقے سے توبہ کرنی ہے تو یہ بھی سیکھنا پڑے گا اور اس کے لیے آپ کو دعوت اسلامی کے مدنی ماحول میں آنا پڑے گا ہم سیکھیں گے تو جہالت سے باہر آئیں گے تو توبہ کی طرف آنا ہوگا نا اب پتہ ہی نہیں ہے کہ توبہ گناہ پہ گناہ کر رہے ہیں اور بولے جی میں کس چیز کی توبہ کروں اسی پہ توبہ کرے کہ توبہ ہم بولے توبہ کیوں کرے بزرگان دین کے بارے میں پڑھے کتنی توبہ کرتے تھے قصص ہے اور ہم کہتے ہیں ہم کس چیز ہمیں اسی پہ توبہ کرنی چاہیے کہ میں سوچ رہا ہوں کہ میں توبہ کس چیز پہ کروں مجھے رونا نہیں آتا اس پر ہی توبہ کر لیں گے اسی پر رونا چاہیے کہ مجھے رونا نہیں آتا, کہ اتنے گناہ کرنے کے باوجود بھی ہم کہتے ہیں کہ ہم کس چیز کی توبہ کریں اور کس چیز پر روئیں. انشاءاللہ it's time for our today's حدیث. انشاءاللہ آئیے دیکھتے ہیں مبلغ کس حدیث پاک کے بارے میں بیان فرما رہے ہیں.
The blessing from رب العالمین, the blessing from رب العالمین, Islam is the way of life.
Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala and narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tahadaw tahabu, exchange gifts with one another, mutual love will increase, meaning you will love one another. The commentators of this hadith sharif have said that when exchanging gifts, a person has to ensure that he is only purchasing gifts from halal income. This is necessary. And secondly, when you gift someone something, then naturally they incline to love you. So this is a beautiful way that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, so that we can ensure there is love and harmony in our environment. And lastly, when giving gifts, what else does this do? This removes any rancor, any jealousy, any hatred from the heart of a person. So as Muslims, we should try and gift to others, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this hadith sharif.
بہت پیاری حدیث پاک کے بارے میں ہمارے مبلغ بیان فرما رہے تھے. تحفہ دیں محبت بڑھتی ہے. آج کل تحفے کی بڑی کمی ہے, ہر کوئی اب کہتا ہے مجھے تحفہ ملے میں تحفہ کسی کو نہ دوں.
There's a lot of blessing in giving gifts. One is alhamdulillah azawajal, sometimes your little gift can change a person's life. Alhamdulillah, if you look at many people came into the blessed mahal of Dawat Islami, why a little gift of a meal is sunnah, a booklet. Or in the old days, you used to have the cassettes. Many people, they were just given a little cassette to listen to as a gift. And that changed their lives. A little booklet, someone's read that, that changed his life. And on top of that, Sayyid Sahab, when someone gives a gift, especially when, alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we're given this mindset. When you give a gift to someone, what happens? That person remembers that action of yours. he will remember. You might have forgotten, but the person will always turn back to you and he says, remember, you gave me a gift. And that connection of love will always remain in his heart for you. Why you've given him, it doesn't have to be a huge or very big, it could be like a bottle of itar or a tasbih. But it always keeps in the person's heart that remembrance of that little gift. So we should try to give gifts, and this creates that love. And especially if there's someone is upset with us, then we should try to give them more gifts, in the sense that to break that barrier of the distance and bring people together, inshallah.
Ji Waseem bhai, kya farmate hain?
MashaAllah Bapu, obviously continuing with our topic as well, it's mentioned that there was one individual, and in regards to repentance, one individual who obeyed Allah Azza wa Jal for 20 years. And then after 20 years, he started disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. And then a thought crossed his mind that I should repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now when he repented in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, he heard a sound, he heard a voice, unseen voice. And it's mentioned that this person was saying to him that, look, you came to us for 20 years, we also came to you. You disobeyed me for 20 years, we also left you. But now if you ask for forgiveness, I will forgive all of your sins. So this shows us, Bapu, look, that the door of repentance is always open for you up until death. It's our opportunity to repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal and ask for Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Because in this world, what happens? You know, if you commit a mistake, there's so many times that you can ask for forgiveness for. But the court of Allah is so great, like Abdul Hanan Bhai was mentioning earlier, that as many times that you would ask Allah Azza wa Jal for true repentance, Allah will forgive all of your sins. In this world, you know, you go to your boss, say sorry one day, say sorry the second day, say sorry the third day. After the fourth day, you'll be like, go from here. There's so many times you can say sorry. But the court of Allah is so great that Allah Azza wa Jal actually loves those individuals who repent in his court. You know, today we hear that, brother, how do I get close to Allah? How do I become a beloved person of Allah Azza wa Jal? One of the best ways is you ask Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness, inshallah you will become a beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah.
Kya baat hai, mashallah.
Kisha sahab badi pyari nal gal kiti hai, farmaya ki toba karna laaye hain koi ke apne aap nu Allah taala da mehboob banda banana chahunda hai, te balki hadith pa ke attaibu habibullah, فرمایا کہ توبہ کرنے والا اللہ تعالیٰ کا محبوب بندہ ہے. تو اسے سٹارٹ دے قائد ہے کہ حصہ ہی بیان کیتا سی کہ ان اللہ یحب التوابین, کہ اللہ تعالیٰ توبہ کرنے والے محبوب رکھ دے.
ایک بزرگ رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ دا واقعہ پر ایسی کہ وہ کافی عرصہ غالباً 30 یا 40 سال تک نا توبہ دی توفیق منگ دے رہے، یا اللہ میں سچی توبہ دی توفیق عطا فرما۔ انہوں نے خواب دے زیارت کی رب تعالیٰ دی، تے عرض کی یا اللہ میں بار بار توبہ واسطے ریکویسٹ کر دیں، میں توفیق کیوں نہیں مل رہی؟ تے فرمایا کہ تو یہ چاہنا ہے کہ میں تینوں اپنا محبوب بندہ بنا لوا۔
اللہ،
یعنی تو پتہ چلیا کہ توبہ کرنے والا اللہ تعالیٰ کا محبوب بندہ بن جاتا ہے۔ اس لیے سانو چاہیے کثرت دینا توبہ استغفار کریے۔ حضور علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام بکثرت استغفار کر دیں، بلکہ بعض روایات 70 دفعہ ڈیلی آپ صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم استغفار پڑھ دے ہوں گے۔
نو ڈاٹ سے سب پرابلم از وی فائنڈ ایوری ون بینگ رانگ، نیور وی اف وی اونلی جسٹ لک اپان اور سیلوز اینڈ the things which we have inside ourselves, the sins which we are committing, and you know, really we will fall in shame, and we will realize this that on the day of judgment, and may Allah keep us protected and save from that day of the accountability of the day of judgment, because the person who will be taken account, he'll be doomed. And you know, today we a lot of people consider themselves as really really pious, or they consider themselves that they've done so much good, but they fail to reflect over the wrong actions which they've done in their lives, or they've never probably repented over their actions. You know, continue doing good is one thing, but we also need to actually repent from our sins. And when you repent, Waseem bhai mentioned this earlier, the state of the heart changes. You know, there's some people who are continue doing, maybe going to Hajj every year, maybe doing other ibadat, but the repenting is not there. The actual repentance which is from the heart, that's not there. And that's something which we need to create inside ourselves, is actually every little action we've done straight away. And may Allah Azawajal bless our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Ali, who has given us the 72 pious deeds. In this Amir Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Ali has given us the mindset, every night perform 2 rakat namaz salat tawbah and repent for your sins. We should try to do this every night. Just calculate what you have done today. Some of the pious people, they will write the accounts of their deeds, what they've done. And then they will say, oh, why did I do this action today? And Sayyidina Faruqi Azam radiallahu ta'ala, he would have a lash. I mean, lash his feet, and he would say, Allah, oh, what have you done today? And this, who is this? This is the Amirul Mu'mineen. Yeah, the person who is guaranteed paradise in the world. He was given the glad tiding of Jannah in the dunya. Yet he kept his... himself, he would tell himself up. So why is it today that we are not telling ourselves up for the sins which we have committed? We need to start reflecting over them and repent.
Isse pehle meethe islami bhaiyo ke naza ke dardnak kaifiyat mein mubtila ho jaye, qabl iske ke rooh nikalne ki takleef se hamara jism mafluj ho jaye, isse pehle ke maut ke farishte humko gher le, isse pehle ke waqt e ajal aa pahunche, tauba ka darwaza band ho jaye, qabl iske ke hasrat o nadamat ہمیں گھیر لیں، ہمیں اللہ کی بارگاہ میں سچی توبہ کرنی چاہیے۔ اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ کی توفیق عطا فرمائے۔ جی مبین بھائی، کچھ کلام سنانے دیں۔ کوئی
اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا، جب وقت نظر
اے نور خدا آ کر
جب وقت نظر آئے دیدار عطا کرنا سبحان اللہ 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 اج سکھ میں تیرا دیو دے سگنے لو لو بچ شوق چنگیری اجن لالا یا کیوں جھڑیا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اس صورت نو آخا تیرا بدی میں شاشان آخا جس شاشان تو شاشان سب بڑیا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
MashaAllah. It's time for our today's sunnah segment, or in today's sunnah is about having patience. Ji, sabr. Ye bhi jo hai, bahut pyari sunnah hai. Aaiye iske hawale se kuch madni phool lete hain, inshaAllah.
Say sabr, you will find many examples from the life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam adopted patience, and he showed us that. And if you look at the early lives of the Muslims, before the migration to Madinatul Munawwara, all the Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, they set an example of patience, how they were tortured and inflicted with hardship and cruelty, yet they had patience. And today sometimes people give up hope so easily, you know. We should have sabr upon our difficulties. Difficulties are there as a task of life. We should just be patient over them. And if any time, we fail to control ourselves in having patience, I would just say that remember the waqi of Karbala. And that should automatically make a person understand what patience is.
MashaAllah. Sayyid, in regards to patience, Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran, many places, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned that He is with the patient. And in regards to patience, obviously difficulties will come, problems will come. But remember, these problems, these difficulties are to us, to our rank to be elevated to the next level, inshallah, azawajal. And if you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, problem after problem after problem, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did sabr, he remained patient. And this is something that we must also take and implement in our lives as well. Because remember, throughout our life, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, whether it's an elderly person, problems will always be there. Every single day, you will have some sort of problems. But it's the matter of a Muslim to remain patient on these problems.
Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla, those who have patience, jinke jo sabr karte Allah unke saath hota hai, to be sabrai nahi karni chahiye. Bahut pyari sunnat hai sabr. Mere aqa alaihi salam ka sabr to dekhe na, zindagi bhari padi hai. Main aur aapki zindagi mein sabr kahan hai? تھوڑا یہ بھی غور کرنے کی بات.
بے شک شاہ صاحب فرمایا گیا کہ الصبر نصف الایمان، کہ صبر نصف ایمان ہے. صبر کریے ہر معاملے کے، اللہ تعالیٰ خیر دے.
آخر میں یہی میسیج دوں گا، ٹمورو میں ناٹ کم، ریپینٹ ٹوڈے، آج ہی توبہ کر لیں، آج ہی اللہ کی بارگاہ میں رجوع کر لیں، آگے پیچھے مت بھٹکے. میں تو کہوں گا مدنی چینل بہترین دعوت اسلامی، بہترین آپ کے پاس ایک صحبت ہے. دی موسٹ بیوٹیفل بلیسنگز وی ہیو بین گیون از دی چانس ٹو ریپینٹ. آج تو ہے نا، کل موقع نہیں ملے گا، پتہ نہیں کہ کل موقع ملے نہ ملے توبہ کا، آج ہی توبہ کرنی ہے. ٹمورو نیور کم سنتے ہیں نا، بڑا مشہور جملہ ہے، تو اس لیے آج ہی توبہ کریں، اور بلکہ ہر وقت توبہ کرتے رہیں. کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
The blessing from رب العالمین، The blessing from رب العالمین، Islam is the way of life، Islam is the way of life، Islam is the way of life، Islam is the way of life.